はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようモントーク岬、
さくらです。
よしです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 128, as always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Yes, you heard right. お久しぶりですね、さくらさん。
お久しぶりです。よろしくお願いします。
It is great to have you back on the show.
Yes, beginner lesson ね。
Yes. Everybody's been waiting, but today the wait is over, and we brought you back for a good reason. What are we talking about today?
動物の鳴き声。
The sounds animals make.
Yes.
Now, this is related to a lesson we did last week. One of our listeners recommended that we do a lesson on animal sounds. And when we told Sakura-san, oh, she wanted back into the beginner lessons. So here she is.
Yes.
So here she is to help us get through this lesson. And as always, Yoshi-san is right here too.
Konnichiwa.
Now, today we'll be talking about not only animals, but also insects. Sakura-san.How do you say insects in Japanese?
Mushi.
That's one way, and there's one other way, I believe.
Konchu.
Two ways. So they are related to today's lesson because we'll be covering not only animals, but also insects. Okay, as always, we're going to give you the conversation one time fast, one time slow, and then with the translation. Afterwards, we're going to go through lots of different animals. So just a few made it to the dialogue, but we're going to cover the rest later. So with that said, here we go.
動物園は楽しい。虫もいっぱい。ママ、あれは何？
どれ？
ブンブン。
あれは蜂よ。
ママ、あれは何？
どれ？
ミンミンミンミン。
あれはセミよ。
ママ、あれは何？
どれ？
ブーブー。
あれは豚よ。
ママ、あれは何？
どれ？
キキ。
あれは猿よ。
ママ、あれは何？
どれ？
ピヨピヨ。
あれはひよこよ。
ママ、あれは何？
どれ？
コケコッコ。
あれはニワトリよ。
ママ、お腹空いた。
じゃあお弁当にしましょう。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。動物園は楽しい。虫もいっぱい。ママ、あれは何？
どれ？
ブーン、ブーン。
あれは蜂よ。
ママ、あれは何？
どれ？
みん、みん、みん、みん。
あれはセミよ。
ママ、あれは何？
どれ？
ブー、ブー。
あれは豚よ。
ママ、あれは何？
どれ？
キー、キー。
あれは猿よ。
ママ、あれは何？
どれ？
ピヨピヨ。
あれはひよこよ。
ママ、あれは何？
どれ？
コケコッコ。
あれはニワトリよ。
ママ、あれは何？
どれ？グーグ
ー。あれはさくらさんよ。
ママ、お腹すいた。
じゃあお弁当にしましょう。
So Sakura-san, what did you think of today's lesson?
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yes.
There are so many interesting sounds. The one that I find the hardest is the one we had in there for pigs.
Ah, 本当?
You know, in English, it's oink oink.
Ah, 違うよね。ブーブー。
boo, boo. So yeah, it was quite a change. But what we're going to do now is cover the animals that we went over in the dialogue, plus give you some other ones. Plus, there are a few more interesting phrases in there. So, let's start by going line by line. Give us the first line, Yoshi-san.
動物園は楽しい.
Yoshi-san, what's the word for zoo in there?
動物園.
Now, this is made up of two words. The first word being?
動物.
Animals. Second one being?
園.
Park. Animal park. And more interesting is the word for animals, which is?
動物.
Is actually moving thing. So, moving thing park. Animal park. And this comes in the front of the sentence, marked by the particle wa, and followed by?
楽しい.
The zoo is fun. Next was?
虫もいっぱい.
Literally, bugs too a lot. Too as in also. So, we have to interpret here from the literal meaning, and we get there are also a lot of bugs. The verb here is inferred. Yoshi-san, if it was a proper sentence, what verb would we attach?
虫がいっぱいいる.
From there we had?
Mama, あれは何?
Mom, that's what, is the sentence taken literally. Now what we have to do is reverse things. So we have mom, what's that?
Over there.
Yes. あれ? Great point, Sakura-san. So mom says?
どれ?
Which? Which one? Because there are a lot of animals, a lot of insects. Then Yoshi-san gives us?
Boon, boon.
The noise this particular insect makes. And this insect that makes the noise, boon, boon, is?
Hachi.
Bee. In English, bees go buzz. In Japanese?
Boon.
Since the remaining dialogue is very similar, it's this pattern of what's that? Which? Which one? What we'll do now is give you the animal in Japanese, then English, then the noise it makes. How does that sound, Sakura-san? Good?
Good.
Let's cover the ones quickly we had in the dialogue.
Semi.
Cicada.
Ming, 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 ming.
Can you break this down for us?
Mi, mm. Mi, mi, mm. Mi, mi, mm.
Okay, okay. I know. But let's just get in there and pick it apart. It's actually mi, mm. Two syllables. Then when it gets extended, it's mi is the sound of a cicada. Next we have
buta.
Pig.
Boo, boo.
Now it's a long u, correct?
Yes.
So can you just break it down nice and slow for us?
Boo, u, boo, u. Boo, boo.
Then we had?
Saru.
Monkey.
Ki, ki.
Can you break it down for us?
Ki, I, ki, I.
So here too, long vowel. Next we have?
Hiyoko.
Chick, baby chicken.
Pio, pio.
I like this one. Can you break this down?
Pi, yo, pi, yo. Pio, 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 pio.
Followed by?
Niwatori.
Chicken.
Koke koko.
One more time, I like that one.
Koke koko.
Can you break this down?
Koke koko.
Koke koko?
Koke koko.
Was that it? Was I close? I don't know if I can believe you. Yoshi-san, was I close? Yoshi will give me an honest answer.
You were perfect.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Okay, now let's get into some more exotic animals. So what we're going to do now is we're going to have Sakura-san and Yoshi-san give you the sound the animal makes. We'll give you a chance to guess it before we give you the Japanese followed by the English.
Good idea.
You like that, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, as there's so many to cover, we're not going to be able to give you everything properly in there. So you want to stop by and get the PDF. Plus, you want to stop by and get the audio because you want to play Sakura's animals over and over. You want to play Yoshi-san's animals over and over. So here we go. We got a lot of animals to cover. So first one.
Me, me.
Japanese?
Hitsuji.
Sheep.
Ho, ho.
Japanese?
Fukuro.
Owl.
Choo, choo.
Japanese?
ネズミ
Mouse
ヒヒーン
Japanese
馬
Horse
ケロケロ
Japanese
カエル
Frog
カーカ
ー Japanese
カラス
Crow
ポッポ
Japanese
ハト
Pigeon
モ
ー Japanese
牛
Cow
ニャーニャ
ー Japanese
猫
Cat
パオーン
Japanese
ゾウ
Elephant
コンコン
Japanese
キツネ
Fox Really?
Yes
Wow, I didn't know that one Next
ガーガ
ー Japanese
アヒル
Duck Wow, lots of animals in there
Yes
We covered a lot Sakura-san, which is your favorite?
ケロケロ
Frog
Frog
Really? That's Natsuko-san's least favorite
そ
う So do you like Kermit-san?
かわいい Cute
Okay, a few more things from the dialogue How did you say I'm hungry?
お腹がすいた
What's the first word in this phrase mean?
お腹 belly?
Yeah, it's actually not the word for stomach, but belly area.
Yes, yes.
And this is marked by the particle?
が
Followed by the verb?
すく
Which is too empty, but here it's in the plain past. So it's in the state of being empty. Belly, state of being empty. Belly emptied. That's the literal translation. So it can be interpreted as, I'm hungry.
Yes.
The stomach is empty. And that's where this phrase comes from. So when you're hungry, you say?
お腹がすいた。
All right. So there's so much more we'd love to cover today, but we're running out of time. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. There you'll find today's bonus track, which features somebody singing an animal song. Then inside the PDF, a much more detailed write-up of all the animal sounds. Plus, inside the Learning Center, you can listen to the sounds over and over. We know you want to do that. So stop by JapanesePod101.com and get these animal sounds on your iPod. Take them with you wherever you go. Sakura-san's special animal sounds. Say hi and be sure to leave us a post. That's going to do it for today.
またね。
またね。